Idaho could end up with a tax surplus of more than $500 million by the end of next June if economic projections hold up. As James Dawson reports, that's despite a new rally in coronavirus cases and more than 500 deaths.
Governor Brad Little revealed the news in a press conference Friday, saying that early financial forecasts show Idaho ending up with an extra $530 million at the end of the fiscal year.
We are in a much better economic position than every other state, and we are well positioned to provide resources needed to battle the ongoing pandemic.
Many other states across the country are staring down steep drops in tax revenue due to the pandemic. Even the personal income tax, which was threatened by sharp spikes in the state's unemployment rate in the spring, has rebounded. It's up nearly 14% ahead of projections. Despite this, Little says he has no intention of lifting a one-time $200 million cut to state agencies. That was meant to help the state weather through the predicted economic fallout. Instead, he says many of those agencies can backfill parts of their budgets with federal coronavirus relief money or ask state lawmakers for more money when they return to Boise in January. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.